You know, Mondays can be tough. You know, you wake up, you know what I mean, you're tired, you've got a whole week ahead of you, you might be a little bit hungover, you might be showing the signs of fatigue from a big weekend. It can be hard to get a smile on your dial, but luckily enough, here on The Daily, we're joined in the studio week on week, as we are this week, by our lovely producer, Oscar, for another rendition of Good News Stories. Oscar, how are you?
Mate, I am good. It's good to be back. Been looking forward to it last night.
Yeah, bit
of a gloomy Sunday, you know how Sunday nights can be.
Oh man, I went to bed at about 9:15 last night, which isn't ridiculously early, but it was early enough. I had a big week at work, or rather weekend.
Oh, I know what that's like, man. Well, I'm seeing, are you wearing a different shirt this week? I remember, I recall last week there were a few hiccups. Tell us about the shirt.
For context, Oscar's thrown me so. I do have a black shirt. It's a Bonds shirt. I do not know where I got it. I believe it's a friend of my sister's. They left it in my house about 4 years ago. It's since become my favorite shirt in the whole wide world. It's got holes all through it, but I'm starting to think it might be cursed because a couple of times, the last two times I've ever worn it, about 6 months between, wore it into the studio, and things have gone bad both times that I've worn it. I'm starting to believe it might be a cursed shirt, but I've got my comfy
cardigan
on.
The good news is here, mate.
All right, let's do it.
Here. Lots of good news this week for animal lovers. I think I recall a few weeks ago, you're a dog lover yourself, Jared.
I'm a dog guy and you're a cat guy.
I'm a cat guy. I think you said you got that vibe from me. I'm not sure whether to take that as like a massive insult or a massive compliment.
It's more that you reflect the kind of calm energy that I think a cat owner needs.
Not like the crazy cat lady who is surrounded by 20 cats in her house.
Nothing like that. Anyway, let's get into it.
All right. So in early January, a fire sparked by lightning burned through more than 40,000 hectares of bushland in a park in Western Australia. Native to that park was the blue eyecock spider. A lot of people thought it was extinct.
Doesn't sound like good news so far, Oscar.
I think there was only two or three. But hey, don't jump to conclusions too fast. Paul Harrison, animal-loving legend. He had faith. I guess you could say he had a bit of a spidey sense. He ventured in. He started trekking. He searched around. 1,000 meters up the summit, what does he find?
Spiders.
You got it. He found it. He got it from photo. You guys can look it up. It's a beautiful spider. I mean, I'll be honest, I hate spiders. But it is quite far away, and he did find it, and it's managed to survive.
You know what they
such
say,
a traumatic,
though, for those that hate spiders, I know it's a common thing always said. If you don't like creepy crawlies as a general rule, you know who's keeping them away, especially in the middle of the night in your house? Spiders, eating them.
That's true, actually.
Arachnids.
Fatty long legs, yeah. So I guess that's good news. Yeah, good for the spider to survive.
Good on you, John. Was that his name?
Yeah, Johnny.
Good on you, John.
Legend. All right, more good news for animals. Koalas this time. Triumph the koala was born with a missing foot. However, he's now set to receive a prosthetic limb thanks to friends of the koala in Lismore. Vets discovered that Triumph's missing foot was kind of like an inexplicable birth defect, and it caused some pain. So his vet, Miss Christian, began dressing his doll and did a little bit of a call out to scientists in America who had a US-based company, basically, yeah, kind of worked in facilitating prosthetic limbs for animals. And I managed to actually build one for the koala. And Triumph now has a new leg.
Good on the states for getting involved.
Yeah, definitely.
And marsupials? Koalas, yeah. Marsupials?
I think so.
I don't know, jury's out.
Yeah. Might get a few calls in. God, you know. But yeah, that was through social media as well. They picked it up. Power of social media, I guess. Similar to last week with John's birthday. Getting a few people coming by for his 40th birthday.
That was a
social
lovely
media
story.
Man. The power. Now for something a little bit different, in Mount Gambier, COVID-safe drive-in cinemas are back. After 30 years, the historic Starline drive-in cinema has reopened. 30 years, a long time.
30 years is a long time.
It sure is, yeah. So I guess it's brought the community back together. Do something a lot of people love. And I think in an age of Netflix and Stan, a lot of people kind of, they don't go out to the movies as much as they should.
No.
Especially drive-in cinemas, which are, I think, a really iconic part of any community.
Yeah. Where did you grow up? You grew up pretty well near the city, didn't you?
Yeah, Bondi Beach, which do a great drive-in cinema actually on the beach.
I was just about to ask, is there any drive-in? Because
not really a drive-in, but like on the park.
Yeah, okay, right. Because where would be the closest drive-in? Like, I think you see it in the movies, right? Like kids in like the 50s or whatever it is, getting up to no
Greece,
good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This, that, the other.
Going on a date.
Yeah, that's
it's classic.
In my when I was like after I got my P's, right? So like 17, whatever it is. I went for a couple of dates to the drive-ins and such, because there was one about an hour and a half north of where I grew up, Helen Greta or something.
Nice.
I think it's named, just out the back of, you know, Maitland.
Yeah.
Maitland in the Hunter. So
I mean. It would be good if I had my driver's license. I think.
Have you not got your license?
No. Oh, how bad's that?
Classic city kid.
Mate, that's it. I'm still on the L's. You know what? My L's have expired, so I don't even have my L's anymore. I carry my passport around. It's pretty embarrassing to reveal.
And risky.
It is, yeah.
Always etch. I feel people that like carry their passports around as ID. But anyway.
I'll use the drive-in cinema as a bit of motivation, get those hours up, and maybe I'll bring a date to a drive-in movie.
That sounds fantastic. 30 years is a long time as well.
That is a long time.
Think of all the great films that have been released in the last 30 years.
Yeah, I think they're doing a bit of a retrospect classic program. So the movies that were showing right before it closed down.
That's sick.
So
that's
1990. Trying to think of like classic 90s films.
I don't know.
Terminator, Titanic.
Yeah, something.
Something like that.
Yeah, like James. I don't know. The closest.
You almost had something there.
The only thing that comes to mind is Breakfast Club, but I think that's like 85.
80s, that's,
so maybe
there's
some other
John
Rat
Hughes.
Pack films. I don't know, from the late 80s. Like when's like San Elmo's Fire and. What's the other one?
With those classic casts of like.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. We'll have to check it out.
We'll check out the program.
Yeah,
that sounds like a jam.
That's it for the week of good news. Hopefully it brightened up your mornings in some way.
It's always fantastic having you in the studio, Oscar. It always does.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Brings a smile to my dull. It's always really, really good stuff. But I'm sure you get busy back to work and you'll have another little segment for us next week, yeah?
I'll have a great segment for you guys next week.
I am
sure to tune in.
Looking forward to it. This is The Green Child with Low Desk, High Shelf. See ya, Oscar.
See ya.